Now, Alison, what would be your most earliest memory?
Remembering as a child of the age of 4 that I was just after getting my sight for the very first time because I was blind. And
how were you blind? What happened?
It was just by contacting German measles. And when I just got my sight back then, I just seemed like being like everybody else.
Right.
You know, frightening being in an ambulance and...
Do you remember being blind, what it was like?
Yeah, I do. I remember trying to hold on to things and touching the door to see if the door was open or closed, or holding the table to get myself in and out and things like that, not being able to see my sister.
Yeah, all right.
Because I didn't realise what she looked like.
Yeah.
But then being in hospital and knowing people are coming into the room but you can't see them.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden you can see again.
Right.
And looking at the very thing of even fruit inside in a basket.
Yeah.
You could always touch things but you could never see them. I never knew what they looked like.
Right.
Even to touch the difference between an orange or an apple or
yeah.
a banana or a pear or something like that, or even smaller fruit. But it always sticks. I think it always will. It'll never leave me.
That is, kids are very curious, aren't they, like the 2 and 3?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, even trying to, as I said a while ago, the difference between even the door open and closed.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. trying to discover, is it open, is it closed, can you walk straight through, you know, or even touching these. Most of the time I can even remember walking through a door and ending up crying as a child because you get so agitated that you just, you know, you're getting... annoyed with yourself that you didn't actually open the door before you actually walked through it.
And how did your mother cope with this? Like when you started walking now, for instance?
I suppose grand, but it's just normal for people to, you know, she had to cope with it because she had to show me what to do.
Yeah.
She had to show me how to touch things and put my one leg forward if you're going down a step now or things like that. that I'm not going to fall. But I don't know, I suppose she, in a way, I suppose when I look back at it now, she probably did cope well with it, you know. Because there wasn't much of an age gap between me and my sister, that she just had to do it, I suppose.
And do you remember the first, like your vivid memory now, would that be the first thing you saw? What was that?
I was in an ambulance on the way to the hospital and telling the nurse and telling my mother that I can see, and they just thought it was a lie, that I didn't want to go to hospital, and I was telling them the colour of something that was there, and I can tell her what she had on her, and I said, "Mom, don't bring me to hospital, I can see. And they just couldn't believe it till they actually done a test, but kept me in then under observation just in case that it was going to go again, and why was it going?
Right.
Was there something wrong with the brain that was affecting my eyesight or something? But
very lucky.
Yeah, even still to this very day, it'll never ever leave me.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a little one, and I've often told her about, like, I say, Mammy didn't have any sight when she was your age now, and you know, and like, it's, I don't know, I suppose, exactly, and no one can ever actually experience it, only I can't experience it, I can't even imagine it now.
Oh,
you know, I can't, kind of turn around and say, God, did that really happen to me? Because it did.
Yeah.
And I just had to learn to cope with it. But even if I see blind people today, then I could still be like them if my sight never came back.
No,
you know?
Jesus.
But,
very lucky.
Yeah, exactly.